This podcast is part of the Zio to Hero Podcast Network.
AvenuePodcast.net.
This is Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man. I want to encourage all of you out there to listen to Give a Dad a Podcast. And remember, anybody's got a price for the Million Dollar Man.
Hello, all my beautiful people. It's time for another fun episode of If You Give a Dad a Podcast, and I just want to say thank you to everyone who is here listening to this right now. Whether this be your first time listening, or if you're a long time listener, welcome back to the show, and I know you guys are really going to enjoy this episode. So I have with me today Erica Demia. She is a wrestler out of the North Carolina area, and she's done some really cool stuff, and so I thought it'd be really interesting to bring her on the show to kind of get behind the scenes when it comes to her character and how she developed what she's doing. And we had a really good time talking, and I'm really pleased that you guys are going to be able to hear this episode today. Also, after that, I have an update with Original Geek, Nick Helms. As you know, I work with them and do all kinds of different stuff with them now. And so we kind of do an update on what's going on. We have some really cool things that are going on. And for those of you who are here just to listen to the Erica Demia episode, welcome. I hope you enjoy what you hear, and I hope that you stick around and listen to some of the other great episodes we have here as well. So, if you're as excited as I am, then it's time for us to go beyond with Erica Demia. Let's get the show on the road.
If You Give a Dad a Podcast.
You're bloody welcome!
You know.
Hey, Dad.
If I get my hand stuck in a pickle jar, I'm straight up bull in a china shop, just swinging around.
Started writing songs when I was about 12 or so.
Seriously?
They're retrofitting me now.
And I'm like, yes, finally.
I've also had the opportunity to go train with Royce Gracie and Dan Severin.
Wow.
I like that. That's different. Stands out.
That day, I took my very first bump, and it was fun.
There's only one section to go through first, yeah. Toys.
Bro.
I was like, no, man, surely this guy's not booked out that long.
I haven't laughed that hard since I was a little girl.
What?
Man, this guy will shut up.
And just a reminder before we get started here, make sure that you like, share, and subscribe to iGadap wherever it is you're listening to. Hit that notification bell so you are notified when a new episode drops. Also, make sure that you go out there and rate and review this episode. Tell me what you think of it. And the more people that do that, the more likely I am to be recommended to somebody else. Now, on to the show. All right, everybody. So this one's going to be really cool. This is somebody that I've found through different people that I know through the wrestling community. And she kind of stuck out to me. She has a lot of talent, and she has a lot going for her. I've really enjoyed the matches that I have seen of hers. She's out of the North Carolina area, and she's fairly recent to the business, I believe. But she's making waves. And I am talking about your hero, Erica Demia. How are you doing today?
I am fantastic. A little tired because, you know, training kicks my butt. But other than that, we're good.
I understand that. Yeah. So, yeah, I guess you said you're at the training facility right now, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. I am indeed.
Right on.
Sitting in my car. It's super echoey in there. I figured, you know, for audio quality purposes.
I totally get it. I actually did a recording in a wrestling ring. It was in the summertime is when we did that. And, the audio came out really weird, and I ended up having to re-record the episode because I couldn't get it to work right.
Lord.
Totally understand. I mean, it was a cool concept because, you know, doing a podcast in the middle of the ring, you know, it sounds really cool, but it just didn't work out. So,
yeah, I got you.
Yeah. So we'll just kind of jump right into this and everything. What got you into wrestling?
My dad has been a wrestler since, like, before I was born. Like, he started training in 2003. I was born in 2004, so okay. Technically before I was born. So I kind of just grew up watching him wrestle, so he's my reason for wrestling. I didn't know what, like, WWE was when I was a kid, because all I knew was that place. I didn't know that other wrestling places existed until I was like 7-ish. Uh-huh. And then I was introduced to NXT. And like, it just kind of furthered my love for it. When I was 7, I was like, hey, Dad, could I be a wrestler? He went, no, absolutely not.
Well, and look at you now.
Yep. Look at me now.
So what's it like? Because I see all these videos and stuff that you do with your dad and everything. What's it like doing this stuff with him?
It kind of depends on the day.
Yeah.
because on one hand, it's great having somebody so close understanding the way I feel about things. But it also sucks because other than me, he is my worst critic.
Right.
Because he's like, I know you can do better, so mm-hmm. do better. And sometimes when he goes to critique me, he just sounds like a disappointed dad. So sometimes that's hard to take in.
Right.
Other than like listening, like rather than listening to like a coach or something.
Mm-hmm.
But that's pretty much the only difficult part about it is also, we are both very opinionated people, so we butt heads a lot. but, you know, as a dad and daughter do when they have a healthy relationship, you know.
Exactly. It sounds a lot like me and my daughter. My wife, actually, she's like, y'all are too much alike. So we end up butting heads a lot, too. So.
Yeah. Me and my dad tend to get on my mom's nerves. She's like, will y'all just shut up, please?
Oh, that's great. Yeah. So there's one thing about your character and I love it. And it kind of stood out to me. And I'm guessing you're an anime fan, correct?
Yes, okay. I am.
And the character that you have made is based off of that. Can you kind of talk a little bit more about creating your persona that you have?
Mm-hmm. So when I was 14, my dad's best friend and tag partner at the time recommended us watch My Hero Academia. He was like, y'all are gonna love this based on all of the other stuff that y'all like. Uh-huh. You should watch it.
Yeah.
So we started watching it and I, like, the main character was literally me. And I was like, what's happening here? It's like me, but as a boy in an anime. This is scary. So I'm going to list all of the things that I relate to him on.
Okay.
I cry a lot. I've always been underestimated. When I first started, I was really scrawny and really small. So I looked like I wouldn't belong in, you know, this business. And no matter what anybody told me, I still was going to do it because I promised myself I would.
Yeah.
And my dad is my All Might because he's the person I look up to for everything in wrestling, and All Might is the person that Deku looks up to,
right,
in every aspect. So it's like, boom, it's right there. It's and when he finally gets his power is pretty much me when I started training. I feel like when I hit 16 while training at the Palmetto Wrestling Academy, I feel like that's it.
Yeah.
Because that's when I really began to grow, like, physically, for one. I wasn't 110 pounds anymore. By that time, I was, like, 130, maybe 120.
Okay.
And we both have just had a lot of hardships and had people tell us, hey, you can't do this. I don't know why you're trying.
Wow.
So it's just a lot of similarities.
Right, right. So how old were you actually when you started training then?
When I started training, I was 14. So I started where my dad used to wrestle, which is a place called MWF, Millennium Wrestling Federation. Uh-huh. It was in Lincolnton, North Carolina. That's where we live, unfortunately. I don't like it there. It's a small town and everybody kind of just hates everybody and it's like, blah.
Yeah.
It's not a place I'd like to claim, but I'm not going to lie. But that's where I started. And then 2020 COVID happened. So the whole thing got shut down. So James Drake actually mm-hmm. recommended that we go to Palmetto Wrestling Academy because James Drake was a friend of a friend that we had gotten fairly close to. So, you know, we're really good friends. He's like my wrestling uncle now.
Yeah.
So he recommended we go to the Palmetto Wrestling Academy and train with Ethan Case. So a couple weeks after, like, he told us that, which I was 15 by that point, we went to check it out, and I was terrified. I could not look Ethan in the eye. Yeah. I didn't look Ethan in the eye for the first, like, month I was there. And listen to me talking right now. I couldn't look him in the eye, and I'm blabbing away. I'm so sorry.
That's great. I love it. So, yeah, I mean, it seems like you've come quite a ways since starting and everything. But what would you say was that one moment that you were like, okay, this is what I know, that this is what I want to do?
I'd say I kind of figured it out during the period that I wasn't wrestling, because so I kind of started to question if I wanted to do it when I was 14, because when I would train with all the guys, they were all like a lot bigger than me. And that ring was entirely made out of wood. So it sucked. Yeah. It hurt so bad, which bumping is supposed to hurt, but like, not that bad. Awful. I don't know if a lot of people have bumped on like amateur wrestling mats, but it felt like that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, not fun.
Yeah. No.
And nobody told me that I was supposed to breathe out before I took the bump. My dad was like, I just thought that was common knowledge. I thought you'd figure that out on your own. I was like, no, thanks. But Ethan told me that when I first got to his place, and I was like, so is that why I always get headaches? And they were like, Erica, you shouldn't be having headaches like that. What do you mean?
Oh, no.
But yeah, it was kind of during that period that I figured out I really wanted to do it, because I was ridiculously depressed. And it's not because I was sitting alone in my room. Like, it's working out wasn't making me feel better. Spending time with my family wasn't making me feel better. Watching anime wasn't making me feel better. The only thing that was different from my everyday life was the lack of wrestling.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that has to be it. And as soon as I started training again, it snapped right back. And I was like, well, I guess this is what I'm doing for the rest of my life. for the next 20 years, maybe.
Yeah. I've heard this from a lot of people, and it kind of gets in your blood and you can't get it out, you know? And so it's something you have to do. I know plenty of wrestlers who have quote unquote retired, you know, and then a few years later, they can't stay away and they're back in the ring again, you know? So I totally understand that, you know, you've kind of found your calling in your happy place, I guess you could say.
Yeah. I used to wonder, so I had quite a few of my dad's friends who had retired. I knew them. Because, like, you know, I was there pretty much all the time.
Right.
I remember one guy retired like 5 different times. I was like, why does he get coming back? My dad's like, I can't explain this to you, but it's just, you can't get away from it. And now I get it. Yeah. I don't think I could retire either.
So we've talked a little bit about anime. would you say that My Hero is your favorite one, or do you have another one that's one of your favorites as well?
So I do have another one. It's the first anime I ever watched. I was like 5. I should not. It's not like inappropriate, but I shouldn't have been watching it when I was 5 because it scared the life out of me.
Yeah.
It's called Inuyasha.
Okay. Yeah.
I love it. So the first episode with Mr. Centipede, I couldn't leave my parents that night. I was like, the centipede's going to get me. She's like, will you just go take your bath, please? I remember that distinctly. I would not wash my hair in that bath because I was afraid to close my eyes, because afraid I was going to open them and see the freaking centipede. I actually have a tattoo from that show on my back. It's the first tattoo I got.
Okay.
It's Kagome's arrow going through the Shikon jewel.
Uh-huh. Oh, cool. That's really cool. So, are you excited about the new season of My Hero?
I am very excited because I know pretty much what's going on in the manga right now.
Right.
So I'm excited to see like how they adapt it to the screen.
Yeah.
Because obviously they're going to do some things different, but
Right.
I'm still excited.
Yeah. So my son, he reads all the manga and stuff, and I only watched the anime, you know, and he he kind of pushed me. So it's funny because I hadn't watched any of season six because I was waiting for Hulu to get the dubs and stuff. And then he pushed me to the point where I actually ended up getting Crunchyroll. So I have that now. And he's been like, Dad, I want to tell you what's going to happen in this next season. I'm like, no, don't tell me. He gets so excited about it. And he's the one that really likes the anime. At first, it was my daughter. My daughter was a really big My Hero Academia fan. And, you know, she had Funkos of it and all kinds of different stuff. But now she's now into boys. So
should it be me?
Yeah. So it's,
I'm too focused on wrestling for that mess.
Do what?
I'm too focused on wrestling for that mess.
That's good. That's good. I wish that she would do something like that. So, but yeah, so I, both of my kids are very much into that. And it's really cool to be able to just sit down and, you know, talk to them about it. Because I always told my son that one of the things you said about Deku was that he cries a lot. And, you know, he was quirkless. And I always said that the amount of tears that he would have was a quirk in its own.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
It's interesting to look at it.
Yeah. I mean, but then
that doesn't.
I'll tell my dad about that. But then that doesn't go very well with, you know, the story. You know, I won't spoil anything for anybody who hasn't seen season six or anything. But, you know, where they explain why it's so good with him having this quirk and not somebody else. So, yeah, sorry, I could talk about anime all night. I'm a big anime nerd.
You're good. I get it. Don't worry. You ain't gotta apologize to me.
I've actually had quite a few like voice actors and stuff on my show. So it's
that's cool.
Yeah, I've had Tenya Iida on the show. I had Tensei Iida on the show.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah. I've had
that's so cool.
I've had Beerus on the show. Let's see. I've had some other ones. I can't think of them right now, though. But yeah, I've had all kinds of different ones. It's a lot of fun. You know, I like to bring in all different kinds of people on here just to talk.
Mm-hmm.
So you recently did something that was really cool. Really, it was a big step forward for you. And talking about Ring of Honor, what was that like?
Oh, my gosh, it was the best experience of my entire time in wrestling overall, like from being 14 to now. Like, if I start yelling, I'm really sorry. I just get really excited when I talk about
it. It's okay.
So the first person that I'm gonna mark out, okay?
Okay.
I'm a huge wrestling fan. That's why we all got into this business. We're allowed to be fans. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care if a bitter vet's like, hey, stop marking out. No, I'm gonna be a fan. Thank you. Anyways, so I'm standing in the group with the rest of the extra talent, and I look over to my right, and the first person I see is Chris Jericho. And
oh my
gosh. I lost my mind right then and there. I was like, what? That is insane. And then I hear someone knocking on the door behind me, and I turn around, and it's Adam Cole in his boot limping around, and I was like, oh my god. There was just so many cool people there,
right?
And my favorite moment of the night, though, has nothing to do with any of the actual wrestlers.
Okay.
Brody King's toddler son comes up to me, and he looked me dead in the eye and goes, you look very beautiful. In the most adorable baby voice I have ever heard in my life. I almost started sobbing. I was like,
oh, that is so cute. Oh, my goodness. Well, when it comes to Chris Jericho, that would have made my night right there. I have all of his books. You know, everything about Chris Jericho is one of my he's one of my favorite of all time. So yeah, that right there would have done it for me.
He's also one of my dad's all-time favorites, which is why I'm a huge fan of him, because he was like, hey, so you remember the tassels that I used to wear? Yeah, that's because of Chris Jericho. Remember when I had a goatee and I like dyed it different colors? That was Chris Jericho. Remember this? Chris Jericho. And I was like, Jesus Christ, Dad, I'm just ripping off Chris Jericho at this point. Not anymore, but he was.
Right. Well, he has a very interesting character that he's doing too. And I know you guys do like the Huzzah Time videos and stuff like that. So those are very entertaining to watch.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Sorry. My car fine. Light went off and I was hoping my car didn't die. It didn't. We're good.
All right. So do you prefer to be a heel or a face?
That's a complicated question, honestly. With the character I play, it makes more sense for me to be a face.
Right.
However, if I play a heel in class, I have so much fun doing it.
Yeah.
It's just, so one of the biggest things that, like, I'm going to get very much not kayfabe right now.
Okay.
The biggest thing that holds me back with my character is I'm afraid to be annoying, because I know a lot of anime characters are viewed as annoying. And one of the things that holds me back in real life is I'm afraid to open up to people because I'm afraid they're going to think I'm annoying. And that comes from like childhood stuff. And
yeah,
we're not going to get into that. This is not a therapy session. But that's the biggest thing that I struggle with as a babyface. I'm afraid to open up to people and I have a hard time connecting and getting the crowds to like love me. Like they like me and they like what I do and they like my character.
Yeah.
It's just there's a small disconnect there. And I'm trying really hard to get over that. But as a heel, I don't have to worry about them liking me. So I can just let everything I have out. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's the only thing that I like more about being a heel.
Yeah. Well, I mean, everyone that I've talked to will tell you that you have more fun with it because you don't have to care what they think. You know?
Yep.
And the more the one person that I've always really liked as a heel was Edge. And it was because he actually took it as an insult if somebody cheered for him when he was a heel.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. The heel side of it has always been something that I really like. And somebody going back to Chris Jericho, reading his books and having him tell stories about being in an elevator with a guy and his kid. And completely ignoring them the entire time he was in there because he was a heel at that time. Mm-hmm. And it was a win for him, you know, because he even it was just two people there. But you could guarantee that they were not going to cheer for him that night after that.
Right.
So
that's fair.
Yeah. Who would you say that you pattern your in-ring style after?
Deku, actually.
Deku.
I don't watch wrestlers to get my moveset because I know I'm not a wrestler.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does.
I'm not a wrestler's wrestler. I play an anime character. I need to act and do moves like an anime character would.
All right.
Instead of like, so I do study wrestling for like match psychology and like I literally watched freaking Rock versus Hogan yesterday at WrestleMania. Yep, that's it. That's the word. Good job, Eric. WrestleMania. Uh-huh. I was 18, X8, whatever.
Yes.
I watched that match and I studied their pacing. I studied everything they did for the psychology aspect of it. I'm very strike based because, you know, shoot style, all that stuff.
Exactly.
I do have my moves that I hit, but a lot of my friends have like been like, hey, Erica, you should try this. And I make it into looking like something a superhero could do.
Right. Have your own version of like a Superman punch.
I do it the best I can to make it look different. But the reason I do the Superman punch is a combination of Deku, but also Orange Cassidy, because I love his orange punch. I love the way he throws it. So I kind of base it off of that. But I also make it a little bit more grungy like Deku would be.
Right.
Because he's not exactly the cleanest with anything he does.
No. I mean, you know, when he first started, he was breaking bones as he went along. So, there's nothing really clean about it. Yeah, exactly. He had to learn how to control it. So, I understand that completely.
Mm-hmm. I think there's only two moves that I stole from wrestlers.
Uh-huh.
And that's my Superman punch, which I call one for your face, you know?
Yeah.
One for all, you know.
Exactly.
All that.
Yeah.
Another wrestler came up with that. I was like, I don't know what to call my finish. And a wrestler named Donnie Ray, he's a Carolinas wrestler. He was like, hey, how about this? And I was like, heck yeah, that's it. And then the other thing I stole was Snapdragon Suplex from Kenny Omega. He's my favorite wrestler.
Okay. All right. So you're actually going to be in Philly. Are you going to be there WrestleMania weekend?
I believe so. I know I'm there during the week. I'm not entirely sure about Saturday and Sunday. Uh-huh. We'll see. Yeah. I'm hoping, but yeah. I probably won't be at WrestleMania. But right. I can't afford that.
Oh yeah, those tickets are expensive. I remember I was a few years ago. My wife actually was like, "Oh, I'm going to get him WrestleMania tickets for his birthday," and then she looked at the prices and she was like, "Never mind. What? Let's find a nice watch, you know, or something like that." So, right. Yeah, those things get expensive. But people come from all around the world, and I'm just like, do they save like forever to go to this, or how does that work for them?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out the same thing because I'm like, I don't even know if I can afford this if I saved up for a year. I'm still being in debt. What is this?
Do you have any hobbies?
I like to do makeup a lot.
Okay.
I've been doing that since before I started wrestling, so I'd say I've gotten pretty good at it at this point. I would hope. Hang on, I gotta do math real quick.
Okay.
I think I've been doing it almost 10 years.
Okay.
Which is ridiculous for someone who's 19 years old. Yeah. But, you know, I really liked it when I was younger. It was kind of, I was kind of into wrestling at that point, but I also was like trying to fit in with girls more because I personally, just it's going to sound really pick me of me, but for some reason, girls don't like to hang out with me. So a lot of my friends are guys. I don't get it. I have a lot more like girlfriends now.
Yeah.
Because they're wrestlers. They understand me a bit more.
Right.
But like when I was in high school and like middle school, it was a hard time. I was definitely part of the weirdo group.
Nothing wrong with that. I mean, those are some of the best people that I hung out with in high school.
Yep.
So do you have any goals set for this next year?
Well, I'm hoping to be brought back to AEW/ROH.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. I have a little list. Let me find it. All right. Give me 1 second. I'm hoping to, I have a couple states that I really, really want to wrestle in, and that's Texas and New York. I had 3 states last year, uh-huh. and that was Texas, New York, and California. And I worked in California, so that's 2 out of 3. I'll take it.
There you go.
Where is it? There it is. I have quite a few. I would love to have a match with Leva Bates.
Okay.
Because I watched her on TV when I was a kid, when she was Blue Pants. Uh-huh. And I met her at a show in Florida and I walked up to her to go introduce myself. She looks at me and she goes, "Are you the My Hero girl?" And I was like, "What are you?"
Wait a minute. You know who I am?
It was literally like, I just kind of looked at her. I was like, "Yeah, that's me." I literally had a Deku moment. I have those all the time and it's ridiculous. Sometimes I look at my dad, I'm like, "Is this real? Like, is this actually happening or am I asleep?" He's like, "No, Erica, you're Deku. Just shut up." But yeah, wrestle in Texas and New York. I want to get on Dragon Con.
Okay.
That would be so much fun. Fantasy cosplay wrestling too, because I love playing other characters and I really want to do that. That'd be so fun. Yeah. I know you don't get to choose our character, but my best friend played Vanellope Von Schweetz and she did a freaking Steve Austin power up on Candy. And I was like, I want to do something like that. That's so cool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's just a couple of them.
Okay. So you keep saying, you know, the whole Deku thing. Do you have the notepad full of statistics for all of your people that you fan out about?
So I don't have statistics for people that I geek out about.
Yeah.
But I do have a notebook that I have for wrestling that I take almost everywhere with me.
Oh, that's good.
And
that's
I take notes on my opponents.
That's good.
So I did a promo about taking notes on my opponents too.
Oh, did you really? Like,
this is a thing. Yes, I did. I don't know where it's at, but it's somewhere.
Oh, that's cool. So one of the first things that I saw whenever I found, you know, the wrestling community on Facebook and stuff like that is very vast, and everybody connects with everybody on there. That network is insane. And so you popped up on People I May Know, and I was like, that's a very interesting look. And so I went and looked, you know, because I was like, that very much reminded me of, you know, my hero. And I saw a post that you made about Lorenzo Lama.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that something that you do, or is that was that just something that you were doing a post with?
That was somebody else's little llama that they had made or something.
Gotcha. Okay.
No, I thought that the little llama was adorable, and I was like, I want to take a picture with it. So, yeah, that's pretty much what that was.
Okay. Well, the reason why I asked is because he was wearing the Jane hat, you know, from Firefly. And so I always geek out when somebody knows stuff about Firefly too. So.
I'm not entirely sure what that is. I'm sorry to disappoint.
Oh, but it's totally fine. it's pretty much like a sci-fi Western from like 2001. So.
Oh, that's cool. That sounds really interesting.
Well, it was really cool. It got canceled after its first season. The fans made such an uproar about it that Fox sold it to Universal, and Universal made a movie.
Ah.
So, yeah. It was pretty cool. You should give it a watch. I think it's on Hulu.
I'll definitely keep it in mind.
Yeah. So, do you have anything coming up that maybe you want to talk about?
I mean, my next match is my first Mania Week show, which is Cream Mania. Uh-huh. As far as I'm aware, not a kid-friendly show. but I'm definitely, so since I am 19, I'm definitely, and a Deku-type character, everything that my opponent does, I'm going to pretend that I don't get the innuendo.
There you go.
It'll make me feel more comfortable with it, too, because I still kind of have the mindset of a child. Like, I'm getting away from that, but I'm also like, like Deku. But right, he's like, no, this is not what I'm about. Please, stop.
Especially when they get talking about like him and Uraraka and stuff, you know?
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly that.
Yep. So if people want to follow you online, how can they do that?
Well, I don't want to sound braggadocious when I say this, but one of my friends decided to Google my name, just Ericademia, and apparently everything pops up. So you do it that way, because all of my names on everything are different and I have no idea what they are off the top of my head. I feel really bad about it. But
totally
I feel like it's just because it's spelled different and nobody else has a name like that. That's probably why it pops up.
Yeah.
But there's also some fake t-shirt sites on there. The only place I have t-shirts is Pro Wrestling Tees. Don't buy the other ones.
All right. Do you have a dream match?
That's like currently attainable or just like in general?
Both.
Okay. So I love to wrestle Kenny Omega, obviously. He's like my favorite wrestler. My favorite women's wrestler is Rhea Ripley.
Okay.
That isn't Japanese. Maki Ito,
mm-hmm.
Asuka, and Kairi Sane.
All right.
I love them. Also, Bayley.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bayley was my favorite wrestler when I was watching NXT when I was like 7. It was her and Johnny Gargano. I had a massive crush on Johnny Gargano when I was little. I also really like Sami Zayn. I didn't have a crush on him. I really liked his song, so therefore I was like, oh, that guy's cool.
Oh, Sami Zayn in early NXT days was the best, you know. I mean,
love Sami Zayn.
Yeah. I love that era of NXT. Like when he won the NXT title, you know, and then when Kevin Owens came in, what was that? That was probably, 2015, 2014, something like that?
I have no idea on timelines.
But that was probably my favorite time to watch, when Shinsuke first came in and they had Kevin Owens there.
I was there for his house debut.
Really?
Shinsuke. Yes. Oh, it was really cool. I remember that because that's the first NXT show I ever went to. My dad was like, hey, so we're going to NXT. I was like, wait, what? That memory, like, it's such an important one, but I forget about it all the time. Yeah. There was a point where Gargano was going to go back after his match, and he was taking selfies with people, and my dad was like, hey, Erica, you should go take a selfie with him. I was like, no, I'm scared. And then I got in the car and started crying because I regretted not doing it. So every time I have an opportunity to do something really cool, my dad's like, hey, remember Gargano? And I'm like, crap. So then I have to do it.
Yeah. That's a good one. That's a good life lesson there.
Mm-hmm.
So we're coming up close to a close here. Is there anything maybe that you want to talk about or say before I get you off of here?
I don't know. I feel like there was something I was wanting to say earlier about when I was younger, but I can't really remember what it was.
Okay.
Yeah, I got nothing. I'm sorry.
That's all good. Well, Erica, it has been great talking to you. I've really enjoyed this, and I look forward to seeing more of what you're doing. You're doing an awesome job, and just keep going.
Thank you. I really appreciate you saying that. That really means a lot.
Yeah.
It's it's a hard business to get through without people supporting you.
Definitely. All right, Erica, well, you have a great night, and I will talk to you next time.
Okay, sounds good. You all too. Right.
Wrestling fans, join us for the Diamond State Flawless TV recordings live in front of a studio audience. Every 2 weeks, join us in the Diamond Dome for the best live independent wrestling. Diamond State Wrestling is on the road to crowning the second annual King and Queen of Diamonds. You never know what's going to happen or what you'll see in Diamond State Wrestling. The show is called Flawless. It's every other Sunday at the Diamond Dome in Springdale, Arkansas, in the Next Level Soccer Center. Doors open at 3 o'clock with bell time at 4. Tickets start at $10 for general admission and $5 for children. For more information, check out DiamondStateWrestling.com.
Computer is being slow. It's not wanting to record right away, so I don't know.
It gave me the option to leave the meeting, and I honestly almost clicked it.
As soon as it says recording, it's like, do you want to leave?
Yeah, it says you either say got it or leave meeting. That's your two choices. Apparently, I've never seen that before, but
that's maybe good. It
was with the update.
Yeah. Well, for everybody who's listening, I have Nick on here with me. I figured this would be a really cool time to kind of talk with you about some of the cool things that we got going on with Original Geek.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this because this is the first time we've recorded as me being your boss. Isn't that strange?
That's true. Yeah. I didn't think of it that way, but yeah, that's true. So,
and I'm also pretty sure that I've now broken the record of a person being on your podcast the most.
How many times does this make you've been on here now?
4.
Oh, so yeah, definitely. I have a couple that have tied for 3, but yeah, so you're the first 4.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's 4.
Yeah. Oh, well, if you count the live one that we did.
Right. Well, I mean, that counts, right?
It counts. Definitely. Yeah. So, but we've had some cool stuff that's happened lately. We've had a new release on a double issue comic. So I will say I haven't finished it all the way, but what I have read of it, it is so good. I'm really enjoying it.
Nice. Very nice. You've been reading it digitally?
Yes, I have.
Okay, cool. So that's the 8th day, and we've talked about that extensively on one episode, and then we talked about it on the live one that we did at ArtCon.
Right.
So... as good podcast listeners, you can go back and find those episodes to learn more about it. But it's like a post-apocalyptic take on our superhero universe that we have, set in an alternate universe of a horrible future of what could happen in our superhero universe. So,
yeah, but like you said, if you guys want to hear more about that, go back and listen to it. But
We do have those out now. So, you know.
Yeah. And you, as you mentioned, it's a double issue,
yes,
twice the amount, and it's still only $5. So it's the same price we charge for a normal issue. So you're getting a deal with that. So, and you can buy that on all our socials, or it will take you to, you know, our website where you can get that, originalgeekcomics.com.
Yeah, we've got all kinds of stuff set up now to where people can find it. You know, we've got the link tree that connects us to everything. And we've even got a Discord going now. So if you guys want to join that, you should definitely do that. There's all kinds of fun people on there.
Yeah, and I may just drop exclusive stuff on there. Because yeah. I mean, at least even not exclusive necessarily, but sometimes maybe early before we post it anywhere else.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be cool.
Yeah. So make sure that you join the Discord. It is in our link tree that you can find everywhere on all of our socials. But we do have something new that is going to be coming out. You can get your pre-order now. And that is the final issue to this saga when it comes to Vengeance. It'll be Vengeance 3. We'll be completing a story here.
Yeah, we finish up the first arc of Vengeance, which is called Dawning. Uh-huh. And so it's the third part finishes up. It's kind of like the, you know, this arc was the intro and the beginning, the origin story of Vengeance and how he became Vengeance.
Yeah.
And so if you've been reading, you know, in the first issue, we got set up with all our characters, met all of them.
Right.
And then the second issue kind of ends with what happens to make him be Vengeance. The third issue is just Vengeance the whole time. So it's really, and there's a lot of action in there. There's a lot of action in it. So it's really, you know, what I, you know, really get into the story that I want to tell.
Yeah.
It's finally, you know, starts really, and it really starts in issue 3.
Right.
So, I mean, because you really had to have the first two issues to, you know, get your background.
Right, yeah.
You know, set up the world that we live in,
mm-hmm.
In the comic. And so the first two issues are fun. You know, I like them because, I mean, you get to learn everything. But at the same time, I've been waiting for this.
Yeah.
You know, I've been waiting to really get into the meat and potatoes of my story. And so you get to see a lot of things there. And it's really fast paced.
Yeah.
In issue 3.
Okay.
And really fast paced. But I mean, we lean into action, but at the first half of it really leans into the aftermath of what happened, you know, picking up at it picks up right at the end of issue 2.
Right.
So, well, I mean, like you, as soon as you get into it, I think you've seen the first page or so, at least.
Yeah. I mean, we did do like a little sneak peek, I believe, when it comes to that. And I've seen like a few of like the different ideas for like the cover or, you know, different artwork that we're going to use. And I can tell it's going to be very action packed, you know, and it's going to have a lot of hard hitting parts in here. So I'm really excited to see the story get started. Cause you know, now, like you said, we see how he got where he's at, and now we see what's going to happen with him. And it's going to be a great story.
Right. For sure. You know, the story of Vengeance is really a lot of story of you know, of loss and a person dealing with all the loss that he's dealt, that he, you know, the cards that he's dealt,
right?
And you know, dealing with that and the emotions that you would think would happen from all that's happened and who he is now and what he's lost. And so you finally get that, and in the very first, as you can imagine, waking up and you look how you look, you're now a cyborg, and then the loss that you just dealt with and all of that, as you imagine, it's a lot emotionally, you know. And so like this, we've already shared the first page, so it's okay to say this. It literally opens up with a TV being thrown across the room. I mean, so that's how our story, like, You know, and the last thing that we saw was him opening his eyes at the end of issue two. Right. So, like I said, it literally picks up right there. So you see the action right from the beginning. And yeah. And I really like I said, the second half, you're really going to like more than probably the first half. Maybe some will, because it's like fight scenes type stuff.
Yeah.
But in the first half of the issue three, though, it really gets into what I really overall feel like is the overall part of Vengeance, and that is really dealing with mental health, to be honest with you, Jared. Okay. Because you know, comics, there's a lot of stuff that you can probably find similar to Vengeance. Right. And stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You can draw comparisons to many different type of characters, but what I really wanted to really focus on is just the mental health that he has to deal with of everything. Yeah. And how that affects him, and seeing that like a human side of it, you know.
Yes.
Human. Yeah. Emotions,
right?
But not able to really be human, but yeah, having still the emotions of a human. And so I just wanted it to be different that way. And so finally getting into that just a little bit, it's just as nice for me. So hopefully it resonates with the audience and everybody likes what I'm doing. So we'll see.
Awesome, man. We just have a little bit of time here, but you know, I'm really excited to see what's happening there. And, you know, I'm also excited about some of the things that we have coming up that we're going to be doing as well. We're actually going to be going to a con in Paris, Texas. We'll both be there on April 13th, and that is at PTX Con. Original Geek is going to be setting up a booth, and I will be setting up right beside you as I GDAP. So, people, I mean, this is the first time we've been able to do this. You know, I went to ArtCon with you, but this is going to be actually a lot of fun. There's a lot of cool things that are going to be going on there that day.
Yeah, it's actually it's a whole different experience, really. Yeah. It's going to be, because it's actually your first con as a guest.
Yes.
So, which is strange, because my first con as a guest was announced before yours, but my con's the Father's Day weekend as my first con that I was ever announced at. But yeah, as a guest, but you're getting yours before me, right? Even though mine was announced first. But yeah, it's just a cool, I think it's gonna be a cool experience, you know, being next to each other and stuff like that, even though, you know, every con that we have this year pretty much being to get gonna be together.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah.
But just having that, you know, experience of, you know, being in a different state,
right,
and, you know, different area than either of us have been in.
Yeah.
So getting to, you know, see Billy and Jim are going to be cool.
That is cool.
That's going to be fun, because, you know, we've never met them in person.
Right.
So that's going to be cool.
They told me they're going to do some hardcore loitering.
Yeah. And that's totally okay with me. So those guys are awesome. You know, I just recorded with them.
Yeah. That's right.
Another day. Today's Thursday. Tomorrow's when that episode drops. So it's already out right now. So you can go listen to Zio to Hero podcast and get some more. I dropped some knowledge in there, man. I dropped some stuff.
All right.
Billy really got grilled me for information.
Really?
So he was legit being a good interviewer there. And he was like trying to get the dirt.
Oh,
and he's just so easy to talk to. I think I let some stuff slip that I probably shouldn't have, but we'll see.
I actually need to release a video. He sent me a package in the mail the other day, and I knew he was giving me like this, it's like a koozie almost, but I think it's called a Grizzly. And it's like the metal one that you put your can in there and screw the top on, you know? Mm-hmm. And like, he put like the Zio Power Rangers symbol on there, and my name for me on there. And that's so awesome. I knew that was coming and everything. So I was really excited. And then I get this package and there's three other things in there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He knows that I'm a big Blue Power Ranger fan.
Yeah.
And so he sent me two Funkos of the Blue Power Ranger, one with him wearing his helmet, one with him not wearing the helmet. And then he gave me a metallic yellow Power Ranger Funko as well. And I was like, dude, you didn't have to do all that. And he's like, man, they're just sitting on my shelf here. So, yeah.
Good guy.
Is a good guy. Yeah.
They're both great guys.
They really are.
Glad that we got to, you know, get in that group of people.
Right.
All of them that's connected with that.
Yeah.
Good. All good people. Going to be pairing on some other podcasts. But I'm glad that you also mentioned the Blue Power Ranger, David Yost.
Yes.
Last name, because that leads into the next topic.
Because this hasn't been announced yet either. But we are going to be at Metro ThamCon, which is in Chattanooga, Tennessee. We're actually leaving our time zone even to go to one.
We sure are, Jared. And that's the really cool part.
Yeah.
Is leaving the time zone. We're growing so big.
We are.
And what's really great about that, Jared, is that we aren't going as vendors.
No, we're not.
We're going as guests.
We are guests.
Yeah. They liked us so much that they want us to come there for free.
Yeah.
And they're going to be promoting us. Should hopefully by the time you listen to this, they've already dropped that knowledge on everybody and we can really start promoting it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to be going there. That's May the con is May 17th through the 19th.
Yep.
It's a really Disney oriented con in their font and stuff like that. It's all Disney related. They have a lot of Disney voices, like Jodie Benson, who was the voice of Ariel, is going to be there. They have a lot of voice actors there, but David Yost is going to be there. Really excited. Manu Bennett, who was Deathstroke and Arrow, is going to be there. Super excited about that.
James Marsters, Spike from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
He was also Brainiac in Smallville.
Also Piccolo.
Let's not talk about that. That movie never existed. Matt Ryan, who is the Constantine.
Yep.
I don't care whoever says that Keanu Reeves is live action Constantine. I know it's the same thing, but it's really not.
I still like that movie though.
Yeah, great movie.
Yeah.
He's just not John Constantine, you know.
Yeah.
But Matt Ryan is John Constantine.
100%.
100% live action John Constantine. He even does everything that they've done animated since then. It's been him.
Yeah. That's so cool.
He is John Constantine.
So, do you want to hear something funny? My wife, do you know what she's freaking out about the most? Because both of our spouses are going to be going with us on both of the cons that we've talked about. And the Metro ThamCon, she is like over the moon excited to meet the voice actress for Pocahontas.
Oh, yeah, man. I forgot about that. They got the voice actress to Pocahontas. What, Belle?
Yep.
It's there too, right?
Yeah. There was Belle, Ariel, Pocahontas.
One of the girls from Encanto.
And then is it the guy from Little Mermaid?
Yeah, Prince Eric. He's there.
There we go. Yeah. So,
I'm telling y'all, it's very Disney oriented.
It is.
But it's great. For voice actors, and then they all have a bunch of Disney voice actors. Then I got the voice actor for Todoroki from My Hero Academia, which is my favorite.
I actually that's the one that I bought when we went to ArtCon. Is I got a Todoroki Funko.
It's $65 to get that baby signed.
That's true. Well, I was gonna bring the cool thing that Billy just gave me and get David Yost to sign the Funko.
That's another $65.
I know. I'm like, how much can I spend and still make a little money, you know? Or
hey, at least we get three. I mean, it's 3-day con, so I expect us to make some money. I probably should put in some extra books ordered for before.
Well, yeah, I mean, and like you said, it's a 3-day con, so it's really big, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be. I'm very excited about it.
Chattanooga's a big city, man.
Yeah. I've never been to that part of Tennessee, so that'll be new for me. And we get to take a road trip.
Yep.
The four of us.
The four of us.
Yep. So If I don't make it back, he threw me off on the side of the road.
It's all right. If I do, it's only because Stasia would have told me to. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't do it without her permission. So
yeah. Well, and there's one other thing that I wanted to bring up, which has already been announced and everything, but we're going to record our first one, I believe, when we go to PTXCon. We're going to be dropping a new podcast on you guys.
Yep, yep. A partnership between us, or I guess really, is it a partnership if you're part of Original Geek anymore? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we recently announced the new podcast from Original Geek,
yeah.
Called Original Geek Beyond the Panels.
Yes.
And yeah, and you're the host.
I'm the host. Apparently, I'm the podcast guy. So
you're the podcast guy. So anytime there's a podcast, guess who's hosting? Sure. But yeah, this is really going to be a cool thing because it's very OG centric. Getting a good behind the scenes look at how we do things. Learning, really getting deep dives on stuff. You're gonna get. And anytime we go to cons, we're going to be doing these and really hopefully getting some other people from Original Geek on there to talk about their processes and how we make things and really breaking the stuff down even more. Right. I know that you've had me on a few episodes here and y'all have heard that, but really wanting to get more into process and, you know, how we're and, you know, as we're working on projects, we can be able to talk about them and, you know, maybe get. Drop some exclusive stuff on you guys, and you know, it would be another great way to learn stuff about OG before anyone else does,
right? Well, and I mean, maybe we'll be able to. We have some other things that are coming up as well. I won't divulge it too much, but
don't divulge it too much,
yeah. But you might be hearing a lot more voices. On things when it comes to Original Geek, so be looking for some cool stuff.
That might be where some of the knowledge that I accidentally said to Billy and Jimbo on the podcast comes
okay.
from.
Okay, so if you want to know what we're talking about, you might look over there for another hint.
Yeah, so I'm definitely not going to give out too much information now, but just because. I want them to get more views on their podcast. So,
right. Yeah. So go over there, listen to them too. Great dudes and lots of cool things coming when it comes to Original Geek. And I'm glad to be a part of this and I'm excited to see where this goes because I see us just going up from here.
For sure. And glad that we had you on board. I think, you know, our reach has grown since you've come on board and just, we've been able to do a lot more you're much better at it. I got so much going on and it's really hard to get all the marketing stuff out and remember, but with, you know, talking to you every day and getting since you've come on Original Geek, I don't think there's been a day that I haven't spoken to you at all.
Right.
you know, we're in constant contact and it also having that though, let's, you know, we know that we have stuff to do and stuff to talk about because we probably could have said all this stuff or whatever without you, but I probably would have forgot to mention that. But you've got us in a lot of cons too, so it's just helpful.
Yeah. Well, I'm like I said, I'm glad that I'm able to be a part of this, and I love Original Geek. I love the comics that comes out of there, and the things that are going to be happening soon. Are going to be very exciting. So as much as I can do to help, you know, I'm here for it, man.
Awesome. Yeah. And I know we're coming up on a close here.
Yeah.
So, you know, hopefully guys, if you haven't got the 8th day yet, I'm telling you, this is the best thing that we've put out. Mm-hmm. And I'm not just saying that just because I wrote it, but I've written other books that we put out. I'm telling you, the 8th day is amazing. Go get that now at our website and pre-order Vengeance issue 3. You know, that's, you know, one of our best-selling books is Vengeance.
Yep.
And so, you know, hop on that. You could pre-order that now. It comes in 6 different covers and they're all amazing. But check them out on our website, and Vengeance Issue 3 is going to be coming out, you know, in just like a month from now. So it's a
right around the corner.
Yeah, get your order in now because, you know, they're probably going to go fast. So especially with us going to all these cons, you know.
Yeah.
So if you want to make sure you get Vengeance Issue 3 in the month of May, especially with us going to Metrotham mid-May, make sure you put in your pre-order. So
that's right. All right, Nick. Well, it was good having you on here again, man. And I will see you in actually, I'll see you tomorrow because you're stopping by my house. But I'll see you in Texas.
Yeah. If we actually count as this as the day that the podcast comes out, the next time I'll see you is in Texas.
Yeah. All right, man. Have a good one.
You too.
Hello, everybody. I apologize for butting in on what you're listening to, but I wanted to introduce you guys to a brand new podcast called the Tiger Nexus Podcast. I'm Ty Tiger, and I'm the host. I'm mostly known for the Tiger Tales YouTube channels, where you'll find stories and fan fictions that I write and read to you guys. I'm also a co-founder of the Three Ranger Bros Studios, but I wanted to dive in into this whole podcasting thing. I'm a content creator, and I adore making content of all sorts of varieties, and I want to interview people that enjoy and make content as well. And we're talking about all sorts of things, from TikToks to YouTube to story writing to storytelling, podcasts, movies and TV shows, all forms of content you can think of I want to interview people about. So there's going to be lots of different variety. So make sure you check out the Tiger Nexus Podcast on YouTube and Spotify.
Hey, listener. This is a not paid for product placement for the Zio to Hero podcast.
What do you mean?
If you definitely like what you're listening to now, come on over to the Zio to Hero podcast.
Lights on.
Just anywhere you want to be able to find your podcast at.
Trash bills.
Like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Podcasts, and Google Podcasts, which is still a little weird.
For the next 2 weeks.
Come on over and enjoy yourself. Listen to Billy and myself bicker, argue, and, well, fight about a lot of things, as we are the Balkan School of Podcasting.
How the hell am I going
to good luck out there, and welcome back to the show.
All right, everybody. I hope that you enjoyed that episode with Eric Ademia and that update that we got to have with Nick Helms. I'm going to be doing more stuff like that here soon. As you heard on there, we are going to be doing a new podcast. But I want to say to Erica, thank you for being on the podcast, taking time out to be on here and talk with me and kind of get behind the scenes when it comes to her character and, you know, getting to know her a little better. I really appreciate her being on, and I look forward to maybe having her back on the show in the future as well. So, as you're waiting for a new episode to drop, make sure that you check out my podcast networks that I'm a part of, the OIW Podcast Network, the Zio to Hero Podcast Network, and the Avenue Podcast Network. They all have great shows that you can listen to on there and keep you busy while you're waiting on another one of these to drop. So, I do have merch out. I have some of it listed on my different social media pages and stuff, so you can reach out to me on there and tell me what size you need, where to ship it, and we'll get it worked out. You can also send it to my email as well. But yeah, go out there, get the merch to help support this. I have it on hand, and I would love to send you guys something. I have koozies and hoodies and t-shirts, stickers, coffee mugs. I can even have tumblers. My wife makes all of this really cool stuff for me. And if you guys want that, then make sure and just hit me up. But her business is called Cups and Teas by Stacia. Make sure that you show her some love. She does all kinds of cool stuff. Like I said, she does that for me. Plus, she does many other things as well. So if you need anything custom made, make sure that you hit her up for that. So if you liked my ending theme song, the song that you hear at the end of this show whenever I say that I love you and bye, that's D-Cure. He is an awesome dude who makes funny TikToks, and he makes amazing music. So go out there, show him some love, follow him, all the cool stuff that he's doing. He's all the time making new music. So yeah, that, like I said, that is D-Cure. He's a really awesome guy I had on the show during my first year of doing the podcast.
And hopefully I'll be able to get him back on again here pretty soon. So you heard a lot about Original Geek in this episode. I just want to say thank you to them, you know, for bringing in and making me a part of the crew and, you know, inviting me to these events. And now we're doing events together. You know, I'm going to be doing PTXCon. I'll be going to Chattanooga, Tennessee to be part of, we said it wrong in the episode. We said MetroThamCon, but it is Metrotham. It's a mixture between Metropolis and Gotham. So MetrothamCon. We will be going there as well. We've got a bunch of other ones that are coming up. As I'm recording this, we just, Nick just got through doing the Heroes and Wizards comics in Webb City, Missouri. It was a great turnout. I expect that he will be going back to do that again because it was, they were very welcomed there, and it seemed like it was a lot of fun. There was pictures, and they did a raffle. So when these kind of things happen, and it's in your area, make sure that you go out and check these out, because it is a fun event with not just saying hi and grabbing a comic book and leaving, but, you know, you can talk with him. There's a raffle that goes on, and it's just a lot of fun. We've got some really cool stuff that are coming up, so make sure that you stay tuned for all of that. As you know, I am expanding my branch of If You Give a Dad a Brand, and we already have Ty, who does If You Give a Dad a YouTube channel. He teaches you how to do different things to create your own YouTube videos. He does reviews on different products that will help you to be able to create your own videos and how to edit them and everything. That is just one piece of what is going on here, but make sure you go out there, follow Ty. He's doing a really good job over there. I'm really happy I was able to bring him on to be a part of the If You Give a Dad brand. And yeah, I'm looking forward to see what he's doing next. But I have another one called If You Give a Dad a Cosplay, and that is with another guy that I've had on the show here, and that is Cosplay Dude 637. He will be spearheading that portion of it. It will be a video portion. He will be doing it on TikTok and YouTube and places like that. And he'll be showing you how it is easy to make your own cosplays. And anybody can do it. And he will be talking to different cosplayers and things like that. I'm really pleased to be having him come on board with this. And I'm really excited to see how this turns out. So I'll be posting stuff about that here really soon. And yeah. Just stay tuned for everything that's going to be happening, because I'm really excited with all the different ways that this is going right now. So as you hear me talking about social media, you're probably like, well, how can I find you on there? Well, go to any one of them and type in If You Give a Dad a Podcast, and most likely you can find me on there. Or you can go to my show notes here, and I will have my link tree at the very bottom. And at the top, you'll see all the different social media icons. You can go there and follow me as well. Also, you heard me say something about email. If you want to send me an email, send it to giveadadapodcast@gmail.com. You can send me orders there. If you want to send me critiques, if you want to suggest something for the show, if you want to send me a dad joke to do on this show, then send them to me. Send them to that email address. I love hearing from you guys. I love interacting with you. So, yeah, just send me a line. I do ask that you do one thing for me, just a small favor. Make sure that you rate and review this episode, and you rate and review this podcast. The more people that do that, the more likely I am to be recommended to more people, and I would love for this to keep growing. I love where it's going right now, and I just want to see it continue in that direction. Also, make sure that you like, share, and subscribe to this episode and this podcast. Hit the notification bell. That way you are notified when a new episode of iGadap drops. Like I said, I love doing this. It is the highlight of my week a lot of times. I get to talk to all these different cool people. And if you guys want to see more of those, then make sure that you review the show, that you like it, that you share it with your friends, share it with your enemies, share it with anybody, because this show is for everybody. I have wrestlers, I have cosplayers, I have actors, I have voice actors. You name it, I have people on here from all different walks of life. And I've got some cool ones that are coming up. I've got some authors that are going to be coming on here, as well as some more voice actors, some big ones. And like I said, I love doing this. But it is the end of the episode, and it is time for Billy's favorite part of the episode, and that is Dad Joke of the Week. What has five toes and isn't your foot? My foot.
My name is Jim. I'm here to translate for Billy. His anger has overwhelmed him, and today you're going to find out what for.
Sometimes I have a talk when I get too angry.
Did you hear a dad joke?
Yes.
You have to blink if it was that bad.
He
blinked a lot, everyone. He blinked a lot. It was bad. It was bad. I am so sorry. We should not be here. We need to leave. Sir, I'm calling the cops. You endangered this man's life multiple times. I'm calling the cops.
Bye. See you later, Jared. See you next week.
All right. I love you guys. I hope you have a wonderful week. And I will see you next time. Bye.
On. He calls us beautiful people, then tells us who we have on. The best part of my day, the world blocked out in my pods. Tell my friends all about it so that they follow along. And the host is kinda nerdy, but guess what I am as well. I don't feel so alone, and I began walking out of my shell. Heard a story, I need a connection I haven't felt. I'll be looking for the next one, tell then farewell.
It's the podcast for me. Have it on, better go see. Closely, download and tune in remotely. It's the podcast for me. Have it on, better go see. And listen closely, download and tune in remotely.
This podcast is part of the OIW Podcasting Network.
Wait, 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 wait.
Can you put a timer up here?